Yo, today's QOD is actions are more under your control than the outcome. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We've got Dr. Srikumar Rao on the show today, and he's going to give us a different perspective, another way of looking at how we can accomplish our goals. Dr. Srikumar Rao's coming up.
I mentioned this in passing before, but I'm going to describe it in greater detail now. We're all taught from a very young age to set goals for ourselves. Teachers, in particular, encourage the students to set goals. You were told to set goals by parents, teachers, coaches, colleagues, companies. All of the companies that I work with encourage goal setting for their executives. In fact, many of the companies no longer set goals, they set stretch goals. Now, I invite you to think about your life. In your life, many times you have set goals for yourself. Some of the times you've succeeded in meeting them. Some of the time you haven't. Correct? So what happens is we go through life, we set goals for ourselves. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't. And we live our lives according to, I set a goal for myself, I succeeded, life's a blast. Or I set a goal, I did not reach it, I failed. Life sucks. You set yourself up, so you go on a sinusoidal curve, oscillating between elation and despair, and we tend to spend more time at the despair end of the spectrum. It's a lousy way to live life. I'm going to suggest something different. Goals are very important, but they're very important because they give you direction. Once the direction has been set, forget about the goals. Don't give it a thought. Instead, pour all of your emotional energy into what are the actions that I can take that will help me get to my goal. Remember, actions are more under your control than the outcome. We talked earlier about control. The outcome is beyond your control. The assassins wanted to get Prince Ferdinand before in the motorcade, and they didn't succeed. Ferdinand, Queen Sophie wanted to get back to the capital because Sarajevo was too dangerous, and she did not succeed. Brexit happened. Trump became president. Outcomes are beyond your control. What is under your control, at least to some extent, are what are the activities that you undertake. So put all of your emotional energy into the activity and not on the goal. And when you do that, two things happen. Number one, you actually start enjoying the journey. Most of the time, we're so focused on the destination that we forget the journey is the only thing we have. The destination is a mirage. You get there, and then you're off somewhere else. You know, people dream of climbing Mount Everest. Do you know how much time you spend? Mike gone again? Yeah. Do you know how much time you spend atop of Mount Everest? A few minutes. You know, you get up there, your buddy takes a picture, your buddy gets up there, you take a picture, and then you're on your way down, and you hope you don't get killed. So if you're going to climb Mount Everest, you better enjoy the weeks and weeks of acclimatization, of getting to base one, base two, right? It's exactly the same one, same way in life. By all means, set a goal, but recognize the importance of the goal is that it sets direction. And once the direction has been set, disengage from the goal, put all your emotional energy into what are the activities that you have to undertake, and give that your best. And paradoxically, the more you're disengaged from the goal, the higher the probability that you will actually achieve it. It's paradoxical but true. How many of you have ever taken a course in negotiation? Anybody? If ever you've taken a course in negotiation, you will recognize that you're never in a stronger position than when you're genuinely prepared to walk away. Think about that. Correct? Works the same way in life. So yes, goals are important. By all means, set goals. But having set a goal, do not obsess about it. Instead, pour all of your emotional energy into what are the activities that I have to undertake to reach my goal. And you'll find that you not only enjoy the journey, but the probability of you reaching the goal goes up exponentially.
That was Dr. Srikumar Rao. His website is theraoinstitute.com. You can watch today's talk. Actually, it's a really fantastic talk, by the way. I recommend you watch all of it. It's on YouTube. It is called The 28th IMC Srikumar Rao. Follow me on that Instagram for daily motivational reels, and I'll see you tomorrow with Lisa Nichols. I'm out. Peace.